Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Wednesday, August 28th, 2024. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Ulysses. Leading off today, Bloomberg reports that Apple has cut around 100 jobs in its services division. While this round of layoffs is small compared to other technology firms over the last few years, Apple layoffs are always particularly notable because Apple CEO Tim Cook has repeated that layoffs are a last resort for the company. The report says that many of the job cuts affect the Apple Books and Apple News teams. These teams are housed inside of the services division, which is led by Eddie Q. The story says that the layoffs included some engineering roles and that the biggest cuts were made to the team responsible for the Apple Books app and the Apple Bookstore. Bloomberg says that Apple Books has become less of a priority for the company, which doesn't see it as a major part of its services lineup going forward. The Apple Books app is still expected to get updates, just at a slower pace than we've seen in the past. As for Apple News, Bloomberg says the layoffs aren't a sign that it's becoming less of a focus for Apple. Layoffs are relatively rare at Apple, though the company has made at least four rounds of reductions in 2024. It laid off hundreds of employees when it shut down its self-driving car project, and when it shut down its team making micro LED displays. It also shut down an office housing a team in San Diego, which had been working on Siri data operations. Again, this latest round of layoffs affects roughly 100 employees, and they've been told that they have 60 days to find another job within Apple before being terminated. In other news today, while Apple is expected to unveil AirPods 4 next month during its special iPhone 16 event, the company is also working on updates to AirPods Pro 3. A new rumor this week suggests that AirPods Pro 3 will offer much better active noise cancellation, and a release is coming soon. The rumor comes from Kasutami on social media, who has previously reported accurate details about unreleased Apple products and accessories. Right now, AirPods Pro feature an in-ear design with rubber tips that fit inside of your ear to create a seal, which allows for improved noise cancellation. According to this week's rumor, AirPods Pro 3 will feature upgraded digital active noise cancellation performance. This suggests that the improvements will primarily come via software and audio processing updates, rather than changes to the AirPods Pro design. Bloomberg's Mark Gurman has also reported extensively on Apple's plans for next-generation AirPods Pro, saying that they're slated for a release sometime in 2025 and will have new health features, a new audio chip, and more. This week's rumor suggests AirPods Pro 3 will be released soon, but without any further timeline. It seems unlikely that AirPods Pro 3 will be released next month alongside the iPhone 16. Apple seems keen on giving AirPods 4 their time in the spotlight, so I would lean towards believing Mark Gurman when he says a release sometime next year. We are sponsored this week by Ulysses. Ulysses is a powerful Apple Design Award-winning writing application for the Mac, iPad, and iPhone. I write all of my 9to5 Mac articles and notes in Ulysses, and I couldn't imagine life without it. It offers a distraction-free writing environment and lets you focus on your text. You can also edit your writing anytime and anywhere, with iCloud syncing there to keep everything in check across your devices. Ulysses also lets you publish your text conveniently to various blogging platforms, complete with images, tags, excerpts, and more, including WordPress, Ghost, Medium, and Micro.blog. So hit the link in the show notes to get started with Ulysses today for free. My thanks to Ulysses for sponsoring 9to5 Mac Daily. Rounding out today, while the iPhone 15 Pro saw the addition of the Action button, the entire iPhone 16 lineup will reportedly get an all-new Capture button. This will give users a way to quickly take pictures using their iPhone 16 camera, with a few added bonus. According to multiple different CAD drawings and dummy units, the iPhone 16's Capture button will be located on the right-hand side of the phones, basically in the same spot as where the millimeter wave 5G antenna is currently located on iPhones in the US. While there was speculation initially that the iPhone 16's capture button would use a capacitive design, the latest reporting suggests that won't be the case. Instead, it's expected to have a mechanical design that physically presses in and out. However, The Information has reported that the surface of the capture button will be touch sensitive. iPhone users will be able to swipe left and right on the capture button surface to zoom in and out, and users will be able to bring images into focus by pressing it lightly then activate the shutter by pressing more firmly on the button. As of right now, there's no exact reasoning on why Apple has chosen right now to add yet another button to the iPhone. Currently, you can access the iPhone's camera in a few different ways, such as pressing the button on your iPhone's lock screen, or just by swiping right on your iPhone's lock screen. Still, this rumor suggests that Apple wants to bring even more ways to access the iPhone's camera, and the addition of the gestures for swiping and zooming are a nice touch. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.